Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers on the broadcast today, an all-pundit show with Lindsay Knox of McDonald Carano and Mike Draper of Agentum Partners. Here for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
When in Carson City, Nevada Newsmakers records in the conference room of the Nevada Builders Alliance. Coverage of the 2025 legislative session is brought to you by Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. NV Energy, proudly serving Nevada, providing electricity to 2.4 million electric customers. The Retail Association of Nevada, looking out for business. And by Story County, helping build Nevada's future.
Meet Nevada HealthLink, Nevada's official health insurance marketplace. Your link to savings, selection, free assistance, and name brand health insurance. Where 90% of enrollees lower the cost of their monthly premium. Everyone deserves access to quality health coverage, no matter your income or family size. Visit NevadaHealthLink.com. A few minutes could save you hundreds of dollars per month.
Nevada HealthLink. Our plans are made for your plans.
We don't have a choice where we go to school, even if it's unsafe or we're being bullied. It's not fair. Every family should be able to choose the school that is best for us, not just the families who have a lot of money. Governor Lombardo wants to give every kid and every family the ability to go to a school where we can learn and where we're safe. He's fighting for us. Thank you, Governor Lombardo.
Like a traditional handmade basket, retail is woven into the fabric of life in Nevada. From big box to mom and pop, retail supports our communities in countless ways. Jobs for the disabled, team uniforms for kids, help for the elderly, and so much more. Retail employs over 1 in 10 workers. Retail supports Nevada, and we support retail.
RANNV.org.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Chan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Chan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from Carson City. We're here at the home of the Nevada Builders Alliance, and we're delighted to welcome back to the program Lindsay Knox. She is Senior Vice President of Government Affairs for McDonald Carano, and Mike Draper is a partner with Argentum Partners. Pleasure to have you both here.
Thanks for having us. I know how busy
you are at this point in the session. Some of the stuff you've been working on has been housing. Explain what housing-related work you're doing.
So I represent home builders, North, South, and the State Association. So a lot of it is a lot of defense. It is making sure that, you know, the state does not implement things like inclusionary zoning, changing construction defect laws, and making sure that we keep prices low as possible during session. So those are the things that I get to spend my time doing.
Okay, you know, as far as housing goes, you know, the cost of land, the cost of materials are so high. How is Congressman Amade's potential lands bill? He was on the program talking about it has a 60-40% chance of passing in this current session of Congress. How would that affect things for your...
Oh, it's huge. I mean, if you look at the cost of land right now, it is outrageous to develop, whether you are looking at the North or the South or our rural communities, which I think probably struggle even more because you can't get the workers out there. So it will be huge. With that said, you have to build infrastructure, and that is very expensive. And when those costs come, where does it go? It goes to the buyer. So with everything else that's so expensive, the land, the labor, the materials, laws and litigation, it still is very expensive. But I think if we can get a few projects going, it is a supply and demand issue, you will see prices start to go down.
You know, one of the big issues that I try to talk to people about is that it's so hard to build the infrastructure before the projects are there. So you see situations both in the North and South where there are giant traffic jams. It takes 25 minutes to get to a thing that's less than a mile away from your home. But if you try to put all the infrastructure in ahead of time, there's no way that anybody would want to pay for that.
Well, a lot of what you're seeing in Southern Nevada, I give them so much credit for this, is they use like special improvement districts. In the north, we call them special assessment districts. So what it does, it is encompasses that area, so those homes, and there's an assessment put on those homes. So they're paying for it, not the entire community. And they've been very successful. That is how Summerlin was built. That is how different areas in Reno have been built. We're doing a project out in Verdi right now for Toll Brothers. And so again, that assessment, that infrastructure is being paid for by the homeowners, and they know it going in. And it follows it for 30 years, the house, whether they sell it or keep it, but it follows it for 30 years. And it is a great tool in the toolbox. So again, the impact is not for the entire community. And then once it is built, it is given to Tumwa, it is given to whatever utility needs it.
You know, I was talking to MJ Maynard a couple of months ago from the RTC of Southern Nevada about Ivanpah and what kind of infrastructure they were looking to build between Ivanpah and Las Vegas. And she said, there's no money.
Well, that's, I mean, that's why TRI is so unique, right? And how they developed TRI was the county worked with a developer to build the infrastructure and also to address the regulation around building there. And they were able to get many significant projects there. I think that the public-private partnership of how we address infrastructure is going to be something really important. You look at something like Ivanpah, it's a perfect place to try and create some public-private partnerships.
Well, they have to.
There's no other choice, right? And I think that's where the state, if we're not going to address our property tax system, we have to be innovative in the public-private partnerships that we create. We have a lot of talk at the legislature, as Lindsay said, over the last several sessions about some very artificial solutions to housing, things like inclusionary zoning and rent control and things like that. But we're really not addressing the underlying symptoms, which is we don't have enough land, we don't have enough supply, government regulation is sometimes duplicative at best, and we haven't really, until this governor's housing bill, we haven't really seen solutions that address those really underlying causes of our housing issue.
Okay, so Lindsay, the governor makes the proposal. What is the discussion going on in the legislature? Is there agreement or disagreement, or where do you think it's going?
They are working diligently on the bill. And to the credit of Majority Leader Howdige in the governor's office, they are working. And it is nice to see that collaboration, because I think everybody understands the importance of getting something through. And this is where, you know, the sausage is made. And what the general public does not see is that everybody's going to bleed a little bit in this. Was the first proposal perfect? No, no proposal is. But I think that if everybody can work together and not make this political, they can accomplish something.
Okay, so is this part of the fact that we don't have an excess of money? Is that it, you really get to see people working together to get things done? Because you're not fighting about extra monies that maybe one side wants and the other side doesn't?
I think towards the end, absolutely, we're going to see that. But right now, I mean, you look at like with the education budget and what the governor has said and what it looks like, it doesn't have what the governor wants. He goes, I'll veto it then. So they're still fighting over money, and it's how it's spent. But when we do not have those big Christmas tree bills where we're giving millions of dollars everywhere, I think it's going to make everybody a little bit more at ease, and there will not be as much fighting to get those dollars spread.
You spoke about TRI, which, of course, I've been intimately involved with for over 20 years now. You know, it's such an amazing thing when a private developer puts in all this major infrastructure and then says to companies, come, we've already got the roads, we've already got the water, we've already got the sewage, we've already got the fiber optics throughout the park. I spoke to another major developer a year or so ago and said, are you going to do all this? And they said, well, no, we're not Roger Norman. We don't have his money. But that really is, you know, a pathway for people to follow to be able to have successful developments, unlike Apex, which took forever to get the infrastructure in there.
Yeah, I mean, the blueprint is there. We see the success of it. And that's not the only way that you can be successful. Like Lindsay said, there's special assessment districts, there's things like that. But certainly we have a blueprint of maybe the most successful industrial park in the country at how you get it done. And, you know, I think that's what we always look for in public-private partnerships is we want to see developers have skin in the game. And governments, local or state, have skin in the game, and work together to for the benefit of everybody. And TRI is a great blueprint for that. So I would suggest that, especially we're in a time in this state where land is short, as you know, you've discussed all week this week. We have to have innovative solutions, and we have to have private industry come in and be part of those innovative solutions. Oftentimes, private industry is the most innovative, and I wish we would see more private industry involvement in government solutions to things like infrastructure and housing, healthcare, things like that.
Yes, that would be very refreshing, wouldn't it? Yeah. Talking about skin in the game, Alex Morello managed to get his arena passed through the redevelopment agency, which is essentially the city council. But he's got skin in the game. He doesn't get any money back from that TIF financing until he is invested up front.
Yes. It is a legal matter within my firm, so
okay,
shouldn't talk a whole lot.
Okay, no, and that's fine. And I apologize. I shouldn't have brought that up to you, but I'll bring it up to Mike.
I think we have different opinions at the table, but we all agree generally on the same thing. I think we need good public-private partnerships. I think that GSR proposal is a good public-private partnership. The developer doesn't get anything unless they raise the value of that property. The city doesn't lose anything. There's no bonds against it. I think we can debate over what industry should take advantage of different incentives, but the fact is that those are the kinds of public-private partnerships where the city and the citizens aren't on the hook that I think make good business dealings for governments and communities. So I think that project, much like many of the other projects that have been built in the state, is going to far exceed the return on investment that the city is making with Alex Morello.
Just a quick question. I think you may be able to answer, but okay if you can't. Are there still legal objections that can be pursued from the group of casinos that were against the Grand Sierra?
As a non-lawyer, but working for a law firm, I'm sure there are. I definitely, being that we're down here and that is being handled at the local level,
right.
I'm not as in tune with what is going on.
So it's not over?
Sure, nothing is ever over, Sam.
Boy, it sounds like bills of the legislature until signed by.
Again, maybe I'm wrong, but nothing's ever over.
Okay, well, take a break. We'll be right back with our two fabulous pundits after this time out.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
A power line is more than a power line. It's maintaining the bottom line for small businesses. It's keeping the assembly line moving for our workforce. For our brightest minds, it's meeting a deadline. It's on the front line with our heroes and on the sidelines of the biggest games. It's a direct line to our loved ones. And it's a lifeline for the most vulnerable. There's a lot on the line.
Welcome to Story County, where history meets innovation and a pioneering spirit continues to shape our future. At the heart of the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, we power the future with global leaders in technology and manufacturing, driving progress that reaches far beyond our county lines. From advanced manufacturing to tech innovation, our industries are creating thousands of quality careers, fueling a vibrant economy that benefits every Nevadan. But it's more than just growth. Our community is our foundation, supporting families, empowering local initiatives, and creating a place where everyone belongs. Be part of a legacy built on bold ideas and boundless possibilities. Join us in building a brighter future right here in Story County. Story County, helping build Nevada's future.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Mike Draper of Argentum Partners and Lindsay Knox of McDonald Corano. Mike, I wanted to ask you about the two movie studio bills that continue to be the center of attention for a lot of people. We were told on this program that the majority leader will not deal with two bills. It has to be one bill. I don't see how you could combine these two projects because they're so different.
Well, so different, and we're talking about a limited amount of tax credits, right? And so without knowing what each studio needs to be financially viable, I think coming into the legislative session, most of us were under the impression that there just wasn't room for both studios in the bill. But we see it almost every legislative session that there will be compromise in all likelihood. We have a lot of passionate people
supporting both sides of the bill. They're two such different projects, one at UNLV and one over in Summerlin. I don't, any of the developers of Summerlin are involved in one, and the contractor for Harry Reid Park is involved in the other. I don't see.
I could see how you could create, again, I think there's a lot of smart people working on both bills, and I could see that there's probably the potential to take pieces from one of the bills and put it into the other bill and at least create some opportunity for both studios to participate. I mean, the whole premise, right, is that we're going to bring Hollywood to Nevada. And does Hollywood center around one studio or does it center around many studios? So at least if you can certainly maybe bolster one studio, but also create the opportunity for other studios to succeed, whether it be based on revenue that comes in or certain other measures, there might be the opportunity. I personally can't figure out how it would work, but I don't know enough about the inner workings. And we see a lot of times, I mean, you've been here longer than I have in Carson City. We see a lot of times where we're, how in the world is that ever gonna work? And when you have people that are determined, they figure out a way at least to get a win. And so I would guess that there will be a film tax credit bill that passes and that
this session?
Potentially a special session, but sometime this year. Okay. And that both sides will be able to say they got some wins out of it.
Okay, Lindsay, I'll drop this in your lap now. I mean, because look, you know, the budget deficit that we have because of the economic forum, yes. Is this the time to come up with bills that have this huge cost to the state?
Personally, no. But I'm not the people to make the decisions over there. I just help influence, and I have nothing to do with these two bills. Luckily, I'm actually very fortunate not to have to deal with this. But I do not think it's the time. But when is the time? We tried last session, didn't happen, and we were in a much different place. We look in, you know, 27, who knows where we will be. So I think that they're weighing those options. And again, it's not something I will say that I personally am looking forward to. I don't want our state to be the next Hollywood. But if that is, you know, something that's going to drive the diversity in Las Vegas, then absolutely.
Okay.
I think one of the things that goes along, I share a lot of the same opinions that Lindsay has on this, but the part, I think, looking at the politics, I don't think anybody's been blown away yet by the return on investment.
Oh, no, it's
but
terrible.
The job creation, right? In the same economic form and some of the reports that we've seen, jobs are down. So I think if those projects can really show job creation, it at least gives something for a legislator or the governor to hang on to and a reason to potentially pass something.
Okay, so 28,000 jobs is the number that's being thrown out on the Summerlin project. But my question is, and maybe your home builders have already come up with an answer, where do these people live?
It's a beautiful question, Sam. I don't know. And I think, again, not being involved in all of this, I don't know, you know, the tiers of when these people come in, when these jobs start. So I don't really know. But that's going to put pressure on the market down in Vegas. And from what I saw, I think it was a couple weeks ago, these are relatively good paying jobs.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
So you're going to see an influx into whatever new subdivisions are being built down there. I know there's some decent sized projects being built, but those houses will get taken up just like that.
And they will be very expensive.
And they'll be very expensive. And then what does that do to the lower market? Because everything's going to go up in price because there is that just absolute demand for it.
All right, let's take another break and we'll be right back.
Your good times are at Tamarack Casino during the $150,000 Denim and Diamonds giveaways with cash and free play drawings every Thursday and Saturday and $30,000 in grand finale giveaways Saturday, May 31st, including a top prize of $20,000 guaranteed. Your good times are at Tamarack Casino.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's development company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
The Nevada Builders Alliance has been protecting the interests of the construction industry for over 50 years. Our programs save members thousands of dollars every year and allow them to provide much-needed benefits to their employees. Our industry also allows Nevada to grow. If you're thinking about a career in the construction industry, reach out. And if you haven't thought of a career in construction, what are you waiting for? We are the Nevada Builders Alliance.
Save money and take transit. Did you know you can ride the bus all day for less than what it would cost you for a gallon of gas? Plan your trip now by going to rtcwashoe.com.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Lindsay Knox of McDonald Carano and Mike Draper of Argentum Partners. So, you know, it came up like in a little bit in this last segment talking about the economy. We had such an incredible year last year with the economy, especially in Southern Nevada, with everything, you know. I mean, the Super Bowl, it just goes on and on and on. Formula One. You know, we had so many billion-dollar months. It was almost impossible for us to exceed that without another year of incredible events, and that's just not going to happen. So are we seeing kind of a false look at the economy of seeing a more normal economy now rather than this inflated because of all these events? And shouldn't we deal with it in that manner? Also, the baccarat, which didn't help.
Yeah, I think when we look at people's appetite to travel, to do things, to go to Vegas, it has adjusted. Do I think it will transition back as Vegas continues to grow? I see it changing towards a positive. This downturn, I think it has to do with the presidential election. I think it has to do with just the entire, just like country and political values and views and concerns of money. And people are just being a little bit more cautious. Internationally, they're being more cautious. And I think once that things kind of even out, Vegas will be, you know, back in its normal position of greatness.
It's hurting a little, but it's not like it's hurting a lot.
My concern is that it does hurt a lot, but I do agree. It's not a lot, but hundreds of millions of dollars is a lot for a budget like Nevada. Those are a lot of cuts that we have to make. So again, Vegas is very creative. The people down there, they know how to make it work. They're way smarter than I am. So they will come up with the new things that need to happen to bring our economy hopefully back.
I thought, Mike?
Well, and I think just as important as the creativity is, I don't think that we have a lot of people in Las Vegas that are reactionary. We've had ups and downs. And, you know, part of economy or investing in a stock market or anything with money is you can't bank on the highs or lows. And I think that the trajectory is what matters. Certainly, we've had a lot of events that there's a lot of unprecedented things that are happening around the country that we've never seen. Things, most notably COVID, and what people were, how they were spending their money coming out of COVID and ARPA dollars and things like that. I think that we were able to capitalize on some of those things, but I have a lot of faith in the people that have helped build this state and own the businesses in the state, that they're not reactionary. So I think that certainly we'll see dips, but are we trending in the right direction? I would think so. I think the more concerning thing, you've had Jeremy Aguero on your show plenty of times in the past, and Jeremy and Brian, they've got great studies. It's really interesting that the economy is doing as well as it's ever done, and people have the more pessimistic view on the economy than they've ever had.
Right, and that's what the stock market is based on, is emotion, not reality necessarily. And you look at the gaming analysts, and I know you guys both read those kind of reports, they're all saying Las Vegas is solid. That, you know, they're not panicking about, you got to sell all your stock in gaming companies.
Then why do we have a deficit?
Well, because
I know, but I hear that, and I agree that I would not.
By the way, don't ask me questions. I don't know nothing. That's why I have you guys here. If I knew anything, I'd just do the show on my own.
But again, I completely agree with that. And if I had gaming stock, I would not be selling it right now. I think that, again, they are creative. They are not reactive, and they will do the things they need to do to prosper and help the state prosper.
I couldn't agree more. And that's, unfortunately, we have to leave it. Mike, come back next time and I'll let you lead off.
You got it.
And we'll be right back.
Each day, the Children's Advocacy Alliance partners with leaders, legislators, and families across Nevada to improve children's health, education, economic well-being, and safety. We recognize Nevada will be no better than the state of its children. Be a part of this change. Be a supporter of the Children's Advocacy Alliance. For more information, go to caanv.org.
Welcome to the Ahern Boutique Hotel, where luxury and warmth come together in the heart of Las Vegas.
We take pride in offering a one-of-a-kind experience for both locals and tourists.
Join us for handcrafted cocktails and an unforgettable experience.
Joel's Chop House, the perfect place to savor views of the Las Vegas Strip.
Satisfy your cravings at the Ahern Chocolate Shop.
No smoking, no resort fees, and the parking is always free. The Ahern Luxury Boutique Hotel is your home away from home.
When in Carson City, Nevada Newsmakers records in the conference room of the Nevada Builders Alliance. Coverage of the 2025 legislative session is brought to you by Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. NV Energy, proudly serving Nevada, providing electricity to 2.4 million electric customers. The Retail Association of Nevada, looking out for business. And by Story County, helping build Nevada's future.
Thanks for watching Nevada Newsmakers, come to you from Carson City, from the headquarters of the Nevada Builders Alliance. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching.